that's a lot of fucking people playing games, like having a problem with something going on.
I don't know what this is, but I want to open it.
He did what? You did what?
A strength bonus.
Aw, oh, yeah.
No, what?
I mean, I'm gonna say though that doesn't really work because I mean I have a bunch of tattoos and I love tattoos and tattoos. I am not gonna tattoo my dick.
I'm not gonna tattoo my dick because that's pointless.
Is it though?
I don't know that it is.
Tattooing your dick.
If you had to put a dollar on it, you'd be putting a dollar into a slot machine.
If I was a porn star, it would make sense. But no one does. Two people that see my dick.
But see, yeah, but my whole
on a regular basis.
But one or both could be amused by a nice dick
tattoo. Yeah, and you know, like the old World War II.
Put an Archie's comic on there so they got
something to read.
The old World War II planes, how they used to put the pinups on the side.
Yeah.
Just have like the old school World War II pinup chicks on the side of your dick, dude.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's
like
great, actually.
Yeah. Cake or something on there.
Fucking the top of it, you draw a little gremlin with a mallet. You know? Pretty dope. That was a good idea. You should do that. I'm going to start a Kickstarter for that.
Vintage pinup dick tattoos.
If I got enough money for that, would you do it?
No.
Oh. I always joked I want to get the Mona Lisa tattooed on my left ass cheek.
I would pay for that.
If I could do it. But on there, if the people pay for it, I'll get it done. We could live stream it.
I'll pay for that.
Mona Lisa on my ass.
Like, literally, I'll pay for that myself.
Mona Lisa on my ass. You match everyone.
If you will let me record that or live stream it or whatever, I will pay for that. We'll have to use Ustream. You can't put that on Twitch.
Live stream fucking Mona Lisa being tattooed on my ass. I would do it. That's funny.
How would you feel about a, like, yay high, rail thin Mexican girl doing it?
To your ass or on her ass?
No, to his ass.
Oh, what's her name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have a tattoo artist?
Gee, he does, yeah.
I do, yeah.
How much
she's great.
Yeah.
How would she feel about doing that? About doing
it? It depends on how much we pay her.
Because I don't care. I'll fall asleep. I might fart.
How big are we talking?
It also depends on how much she's allowed to mock him during the process.
Oh, as much as she wants.
So the more we encourage her to mock him.
That's part of the stipulation. If I'm paying for it, she can say whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah. Exactly. And just for that alone, she'll probably be game.
But how big does it need to be? I mean, you got...
I'm thinking whole ass cheek.
Yeah, let's say the whole ass cheek.
So
it's gotta be like that big.
Maybe have a little bit of the hair poking up onto the lower back, so it just looks like he has a weird.
So what's that like?
It's gonna be as big as a commemorative stamp because he has no ass.
Like that. The
Mona Lisa. We're talking full color. I mean,
yeah, Mona Lisa. It's gotta be color. It wouldn't look right. It's Mona Lisa.
Gotta be color.
My left ass cheek, just fucking Mona Lisa right there. I would do it.
I want a tattoo.
That shit would get infected so fast because you're on the shitter so much.
Nah, blah, blah. Obviously, you put some like.
Nah, blah, blah, blah.
I put some.
Nah, blah, blah, blah.
Because I have no argument for me being on. I am on there a lot, but I just put a little iodine on the toilet seat in my butt.
Iodine.
No, actually, what you would need / want to do is hover squat.
Maybe. I don't think you can.
Because
do that.
Also putting the pressure on it is not going to go great.
It's gonna
shift the fucking ink. It's gonna make it look shitty.
Like, why so serious?
We gotta not prep her for it. Just walk in with it.
I didn't
twink it. Oh my god! That fucking.
Holy shit! She's like, what the fuck, man?
She's like, I'm not having that shit.
Like, nah, throws itself through the fucking window.
Your butt cheek's like, where do I got these scars?
Yeah. Or Elmer Fudd, like, pointing a shotgun at my beehole saying it's rabbit season.
Oh.
Rabbit season. A sign above my ass that says gone fishing. Tramp stamp it. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do tramp stamp. But I would definitely.
I think it was for the shock factor.
Which one?
The dick. Piercing.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many people are you going to shock with that?
Everybody is shocked by it. They don't have to even see it to be shocked by it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, from now on, I can tell people I'm pierced. It's like, they'll never see it. Well, then do
yeah, but they won't believe you.
That's true, because it's not something I would do.
Exactly.
I carpooled my tunnel, by the way, guys.
I thought you were like getting ready to be reaching.
He was going to white knuckle it.
Yeah, dude, oh my god, that guy could fucking power a generator. That's for sure. That's the guy you need on your side in a zombie apocalypse, and you have one of those winding radios.
I got it.
or one of those flashlights you had to shake. You just hand it to him. It's like, here you go. It's a fucking lightsaber.
You could burn zombies with it.
Yeah. Shake it, hurry. You go, just looking like napalm light. That's funny. That man knows how to beat a dick.
I wonder where that guy is today.
Yeah,
that's why
that's what I like to think of. It's like, dude, that moment was like one of the like craziest moments in my history, and yet,
yeah,
that guy went on to do other things. Like, was that his rock bottom, or did he? Was that,
or was
like,
that his crowning achievement, or yeah, or did he not make it to his crowning achievement yet?
Yeah, what if he's like, you know, beating everything he can? He's got a dick in his armpits, fucking going,
setting a world record.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's thinking, where's that fat man to see my accomplishments?
Or not even that, just like he's
or he's longing to white-knuckle your dick.
Or that too, no, but here's the most realistic and what I like to think actually happens.
And I don't know if he was fat back then.
He's going, oh, I was much bigger than him. He's just white-knuckling dicks. You know, that he's in a situation where there's never been more dicks against his one person in his entire life. And he's white-knuckling everyone in such a fashion that
it's like starts, the spinning plates.
He's yeah, like, yeah. He just keeps them going. And so when they start to lose momentum, he fucking beats them again. And so they're all just at once just jiggling in front of him. And then all of a sudden he goes, man, I don't remember when I first started doing this. Look how far I've come, you know, just like... That's when I was beating one dick in a BK bathroom. Here I am on stage, just
and then they just start going off. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the far more likely scenario. Just like, yes, so many dick spinnings. You know, just like, and all of a sudden, it'd be funny if that guy walked in on me right now. Just popped in and said, and my other thing too is this, is when I was
walking over there. You'd be like, I'm not even mad.
What made me think the restroom was available is that someone was coming away from the door. So, leads me to believe I was not the first person to walk in on that.
And fuck, that guy didn't fucking warn you either.
He was probably shocked.
I'm damaged goods, so I was just like, that guy probably never seen any other dick besides his own. And he just went, so many dicks, gotta get out of here. He didn't think about anything, doesn't know my intentions, he's just trying to make that not have happened. So I'm not even mad at him. But me walking in there, it was like, holy shit, he's beating a dick, I'm out of here. And I would turn around like, dude, what the fuck is that? I almost wanted to go back and look at him. Like,
wait, what?
Hold on.
I just want to explain to me.
When I left, I didn't go, hey, dude, did you know there's a guy savagely beating off another guy in the bathroom? You know, I didn't do it. I left. I just left. And then wrote
the And then that's when he realized, oh, that's why that guy didn't
say anything. That's probably why that guy didn't say anything, because I was shocked, but that guy probably, that changed his life. I don't know where he is now. He's like, well, the heroin helps with the dick nightmares.
Dick nightmares.
It's just like he wakes up in the middle of the night and it looks down and there's a guy going, ah, how do you like it? And then he wakes up again. I'm like, oh. But yeah, there's nothing compared to the fair, though. The fair may ruin me for urinals. I can't do urinals anymore.
Oh, I don't know that story, do I?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, he knows it. Because that fucking ruined me. We took my niece to the fair. It was me... Leo, his girlfriend at the time, his daughter, and then Taylor. We went to the fair, and we're having a fucking blast and shit. I'm like, dude, I gotta piss. So I wait in line, I get into the restroom, and we all know urinal etiquette because we're men. It's like if there's five urinals, you space. So there was like eight urinals. Those are fucking huge. There's not that many people in there. So I go, and then the urinals start filling up, and then there's three spaces here. He had no reason to get next to me, go right here, and still have a person on the other side. Or the wall, I think. Either way, there's space. He gets there, and I'm starting to go. And then you know something's wrong. Like, you don't realize what's going on. Your spider sense is tingling. And then I kind of see at the corner of my eye, it looks like this. Like, I shouldn't see that. I shouldn't see two eyebrows. You know? What the fuck's going on, okay? So I turn around. I turn, and I go, and he's just... But what got me was this. Because when you pee, I don't know if you're a wall hugger.
I'm a wall hugger.
A two-hander. So I used to wall hug. Or what I like to do sometimes, I hold my shirt up and I go. So I'm holding my shirt up and I'm going. And then I see another guy coming up next to me, but then I realize I'm seeing two eyebrows. Wrong. Don't. Bad two eyebrows. So I look, and he's just... But this was his hands. He wasn't pissing.
my express purpose to look at dicks. And so it was like this.
Meat gazer.
Oh, dude. And left. And I still had to pee because I only had like 5 seconds of pee going. And then so I walk out and you don't realize how much bitch is in you until you're trying to pee and there's just a guy just staring at your dick, dude. And he had khakis on. It was like a normal dude. You know who he looked like? He was dressed like Uncle Bill. He's dressed like Uncle Bill. Like he had like a t-shirt with a pocket on it, like Uncle Touchy, you know? It's creepy. Not that Uncle Bill was Uncle Touchy, but he had this real creep factor about him. It's like the bathroom got colder when he came in.
That's my dad, by the way. Uncle Bill is my dad.
Yeah. And so
not the guy that was
not the guy who molested me at the fair. You know, not the guy who molested me at the fair. But
the guy he was dressed like.
Yeah.
But are you sure of that?
Dude, that fucking freaked me the fuck out. I'm like, dude, the guy was staring at my dick. I walked out and they saw Taylor there and Leo and I go, dude, someone was staring at my dick. You're like, is he in there? I think so. I don't know what the hell to do. Like, I need an adult. I was a grown man. I needed an adult. I needed an elder to walk me through what just happened. The stages of grief and, like, acceptance. Because it happened. And, like, I didn't know how to face him because he's just like, he can't unsee my dick. Like, I can never get that back.
I have a slightly different philosophy. Like, if, for example, the first thing that goes through my mind, if someone ever breaks into my house, yeah, maybe I have a gun or a knife or something. But when I jump out of the bed, I'm going to drop my boxers and just run out there because what's going to fucking freak them out
the
more?
The best way to stop an assailant is run out there butt naked with the weapon.
Go the old Irish.
Because if you get destroyed, if that other guy gets knocked out, he's going to be forever. And dude, you got your ass kicked by a naked guy.
I'd say naked, wait for the cops, sitting like I'm sitting
balls
now.
Balls are on his face. It's like,
yeah.
My too bad. Shit. He's going.
Yeah, no. Why is it so hot? They're melting down my face.
The cops were here before I reached your nostrils, then, huh?
Yeah, we have extremely hot testicles.
Yep.
I remember one time. This is my buddy who was dressed like Frankenfurter. We went during a Halloween party. Hmm. We were taking a picture, and we were standing. I was standing like this, and I was dressed like a zombie. He was just like Frankenfurter.
Yeah.
But his leg was like this. Like, one of his legs was like, you know, like this. So my everything was sort of resting on his leg. He was like, dude, that's fucking hot. What's going on? You're burning my leg.
That's fucking hilarious.
This is my balls. That's what they do. On fire.
I used to work with a courtesy clerk. His name was Josh. He was a cool guy. But I was a checker at the time, and I'm just cashiering, doing my shit.
And he arrested his balls on his forehead?
No. This is the most off-the-wall shit, because we have another bagger who's bagging the groceries for me, and he walks up to the side and goes, do you ever just sit down and look at your balls? And I'm like, you know, so going to secure mode turn and we go, continue. I was like, no, man, the other day I was bored by myself, so I just got naked and sat on the couch and stared at my balls. I would take a breath in and they'd pull into my body.
Yeah?
And I'm like, yeah, they do that. It's weird, right? I'm like, yeah. And it's like, if I laugh, it's weird, you know, right? It's like all the things he could do to make his nuts move. It's like, I hold him and I can feel my heart beating in him. But mind you, he's not making eye contact with me. He's looking at his hand. So he's remembering his balls in his hand. And he kept going, you feel it.
Feel my hand.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, okay, gotcha. And my thing was this. We've been working together for like 2.5 hours. That had been burning in the back of his head since probably the day before or even further than that because I hadn't seen him. Then he comes back to work, waits 2 hours, and goes, by the way, balls move. You know, like, holy shit. It was pretty fucking funny, though. That was one of the funnier moments of my life.
Yep.
Ooh, I have a good one. I don't know if this ever happened to you. Have you ever? Well, because...
Maybe.
I don't know. How low does your balls hang?
It's the one-man comic.
How low do your balls hang?
How low do your balls hang?
Pretty low.
Low. Yours are low. You're older. Bubba's, he ties in a knot, wobble them to and fro and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I had this old shitty plastic toilet seat thing. And it didn't quite go all the way back. But when I sat down, I'm so big, it pushed it back a little bit. So I made it like springboard forward. And so I went like this to get up. I leaned back. And the big mistake was the motion swung my nuts back like a clacker. And this thing swung forward and went and smacked me in the back of the nuts. so fucking hard. And the thing about this, the worst part about it was, if you ever watched like a tennis ball or a baseball get hit in slow motion, they kind of like wrap around the thing before they bounce off and fly back. Well, it was the lid was so thin that it was like thin plastic, had a little lip, so it went boom, and then it went like it hurt so fucking bad. It was like one of those things, and it was the middle of the night, so I'm like, I don't want to shit. I don't want to shit. Rollover, it's 3:30. I don't want to shit.
Now you're wide awake.
You know, and Plunk. Bloop. Okay, fuck. What time is it? Did I wipe?
Did I wipe? You're still sitting on this shit. Yeah, I don't know if I
wipe. Wipe, and then, okay. What the fuck is going on in there? It's 3:30 in the goddamn morning. You know, just fuck. I just got fucking mollywop in the fucking back of my nuts. Fucking sucks so bad. And then it's not so much the initial was bad, and then like 2 minutes later it was just I feel like bubbles are rolling up my back, dude. It was fucking awful.
It makes you want to throw up sometimes. You get it too hard.
I got hit so hard I bled.
Ow.
Yep. I was staying on my bike, and I had the pedals on my shins, so the bike was lifted up a little bit so you could turn the steering wheel bars. And this girl, we called her Bum Bum, she went, boom, and turned them, and then it just was like, as I saw it coming, that was the end for me. And so I had my testicle and testicle, my three-piece sets right there. So testicle, dick, testicle, and then handlebar.
I'm glad they're in order.
Handlebar. Well, they're not always. Handlebar.
It was testicle, testicle, dick.
That's why you should ride your bike with no handlebar.
Yeah, handlebar came this way. But you know how I added the bars that come up so you can hold like this ergonomically? And it worked like a ball peen hammer. And it went so hard that the nuts and dick all fucking shifted away so they wouldn't die. And then so it was pain of testicle and then super bad pain of my scrotum being pinched up against the middle. And I went and fell on the ground promptly. Because I know what to do. My hands wanted to do something but didn't know what to do. So when they stretched out, they just dangled it. And then I fell over. And then what happened was it was involuntary. So when I fell, I landed and pushed my leg. The bike's still between my legs. So that fucking hurt. And then the next day I went and I was like, dude, okay, look. And everyone's making fun of me. Like, I realize getting kicked in the balls is funny. But my shit's still tender the next day. And then the next day I was pretty good. And then the next day I went to the doctor. He's like, ah, you're right. You just got hit real hard. Like, cool. That doesn't help me at all. I had a bruise on my testicle. Bruised soft tissue. That's never right. I got hit in the nuts a lot. I already have another time I hurt my nuts. And it's because they dangle. We were hopping a fence once. And
I sit on mine a lot.
Yeah, I sit on mine a lot. Every now and again, every now and again, back in the day, we used to hop this fence, and it sucked ass. What we'd do is we'd cut through this apartment complex, jump on a tree stump, jump over the fence, and then into Miguel's apartment complex. But the fence was two fences. That apartment complex had a fence, and the other one had a fence. And they were about yay apart from each other. So people would throw trash and stuff like that. In any case, I jumped without enough momentum to swing my leg, and I got caught, and my pants were too tight. So it, like, acted as a holster to hold my bits just like this in that little bit of gap. So I had one leg over the fence. I'm sitting there, and my nuts are firmly right there. And I'm like, I can't get my leg over. The pants are too tight. And they were work pants. They had that little thing right here to put a hammer on and everything. And then Miguel just goes, grabs me by the leg. I'm like, don't do it. And he just yanks me down. And what happens is it slams my nut into the wall and then my leg into there and in between. And as it pulled me over, my leg was draped in between my nutsack and that fence or the wall. So like crunch. And then I fell over and landed on the stupid parking bricks that they have in front of parking spaces. So I felt like my hip bone was shattered because I landed on that thing. Meanwhile, I'm coping with the fact that my balls were just melon balled by the fucking fence. It was fucking horrible. I didn't pee blood that time, but I that was the first time I considered crying in front of my friends.
It's too hot in here.
You yeah. really ought to wear a fucking cup.
Dude. I should.
It's a ball in a cup.
And then one time, just for no particular reason at all. For no particular reason at all. Leo just goes, wow, and just hit me in the fucking dick. Just, fuck your sack. Bah!
Because fuck you.
Because why not?
I was wearing loose pants that day, and so they had enough momentum to get hit and keep moving. Otherwise, I think it would have died.
Yeah.
How many times have you been hit in the dick?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Mostly I hit people with my dick.
That makes sense, babe. You ever dunk them in the toilet water?
It's the fucking worst that feeling
and,
ever.
Yeah. That and touching the rim of the yeah. bowl and stuff with your...
I did that with my wiener more times, and I've been really upset.
Or
really upset.
Why would you take such a hard dump? You get a little backsplash from the
yeah. yeah. Oh, I got a story about that. But yeah. but no, one of the things that, you know, because like when I get set, you hear plink, and I'm like, God damn it!
Up against the porcelain.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I was, but we were at we were in Joshua Tree, and they have the vault toilets. Mm-hmm. Which are, you know, they're like permanent porta potties where it's just like a hole in the ground and it's got like a really crappy toilet built on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Rolls downhill.
And there's always, it's always like, it fucking stinks and it's always like filled with ants or bugs or whatever. And.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And the water is usually a good, you know, 6 feet down. Usually it's pretty far down there. In the middle of the night. I had to take my, I think it was my phone for a flashlight, or a flashlight or whatever I took. And I get in there and I'm like, oh fuck, there's ants all over the goddamn place. I'm trying to sit where I'm not standing, sitting with my foot in the ants, and then I sit down and get ready to shit, and I'm like, you know, you're like, oh, when you're someplace unfamiliar to you, you're like, you want to go, but you're like, you can't.
Yeah, you got your reservations like, about the whole situation.
You know, and then you finally, you kind of, and then finally it comes out, and sploosh! I was like, oh,
no.
That's awful. I just did like all the wipes in the car and was like, for like 15 minutes. I didn't know you could get splashback from those.
Dude, yeah, apparently, dude, the load's heavy enough. That's funny, though. I think my worst adventure in that one was I got to see someone else's dick against my will and my nuts got dunked into fucking toilet water after I took a poop. So it's just like, I got, what happened? I went to the gym.
I apologize for that.
I went to the gym. Oh, yeah, that's funny. I went to the gym and, I had eaten beforehand, and so we went like this. So my buddy goes, I go, ah, okay, you done? That was only five. Got a shit. And so,
of course,
I go in the bathroom, and then for some reason, you gotta go through the locker room to get there anyway. And I'm like, eyes forward, because there's always a fucking dick there because no one gets dressed. There's an old guy, old Asian guy, like this, his leg up on a thing doing this, watching like fucking Newsweek with the fucking.
He's watching Newsweek.
Yeah, his dick and balls hanging out there. And okay, everyone's hangs lower. One hangs lower than the other one. His was drastic. And
he was one hung low.
Yeah, huh? That's what I'm saying. He's one hung low. And he's just like. And another thing, too, is he's built like a Anthony Hopkins, you know, just like this chubby little Welshman body on an Asian guy, and he's just like Kim Jong-un-ing it. So, but that was a different time. So I beeline it because I don't want that experience. I get to the bathroom, and the handicap is the biggest one. I like to go in that one for my wide berth, and I couldn't get that one, so I got the one right next to it, and it was clean, you know, no problems. I go. I'm like trying not to plunk, and I hate those things because they're one of the toilets that are below my knee bending height, so my knees are up super duper high, and so I'm trying to go, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, plunk, plunk, okay, wipe, drop, flush. Now, what had happened was, as the water level rises on the flush, so apparently my balls were here. And the water level with my poo in it was here. So before I could react, the water just went And I felt, first I felt, and then so, because it's cold, and then the water started spitting, and then it was bundle of toilet paper, and then turd went broom, and it like, took its time, and it went at least a third of my testicles into the fucking water. It went up high, and I was like, and then you're sad, like, okay, it can't be that bad. And so, and I don't know why I did it, just instinctively put my hand in there to reach it, and then my entire palm now. I'm like, oh, no. Man. What is happening? And then I stand up and the gasket's stuck to my ass. So yeah, I'm bent over pulling the gasket off, drying my testicles off, sad about my hand. And then all the while this is going on, there's been a guy in the stall next to me grunting out a horrendous shit. My smell was bad. I'm embarrassed of it. This guy's was fucking awful. Like, that could take the pain away from tile. Like, the gout's ruined there. You're gonna have to re-gravel everything. You know? And then, so, I got nauseous smelling that again in my brain. He steps out. I step out, freaked out. And it's this tiny little Mexican guy. He's skinny, got a big old head, it's parted down here, and he's just in flip-flops, not a gym flip-flops or anything like that, like the ones I have on, just whatever flip-flops, and a towel on his shoulder, and nothing else. And he goes,
hi.
So I'm having PTSD from the experience I just had, and then come out to a small Mexican man and his dick. Just fine. That's like a big fuck you. You had a bad day? It can get worse. You can't get any worse than this. Dick. Got worse.
Dick.
Dicks. Today's topic was dick.
Apparently.
Yeah, it was pretty bad though. I've had a bad life. You guys have no stories that are even comparable to mine.
No, I do, but...
Yeah, but mine, you just don't have a funny angle.
What's
up? I said none of mine have a funny angle.
I didn't realize what I was saying was funny.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
Oh, it's funny for the rest of us.
It is funny.
I got a lot of stories, but it's stupid.